Every Hall of Famer gets three icons. They get the bronze bust that's supposed to last for 40,000 years, a gold jacket that only a Hall of Famer wears, and they get a ring of excellence that's designed by Kay Jewelers that's given at their stadium in front of their fans and with their brothers that helped them get there.
I don't get that now.
Terrell, if you can reach it, you can get it. On behalf of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, on behalf of all your fellow Hall of Famers, on behalf of all the fans that love the game and understand that this great game that we love, this team that is legendary, this incredible stadium, was built on the shoulders of men like you, it is my honor to present to you this Hall of Fame Ring of Excellence. Oh, you have to put that on, brother.
I can put it on now?
You can put it on now.
Oh, my goodness. With his hand?
Yeah, you can put it on now.
Oh!
Go ahead. I'll step up and I'll step up.
Oh. I'm giddy right now. But, you know, this ring, first of all, I want to say thank you to the Bowling family, Annabelle, and, of course, Pat, who has meant so much in my life, not only as an owner but a friend of mine. And all the stuff that he's done for me as a player, I can never repay him for that. So thank you guys for that, and I certainly appreciate it. Thank you. I was sitting down asking myself, how did I get here? Like, how did I get to this point? And I remember coming to Denver for the very first time in 1995. I arrived at DIA. And I believe DIA has just moved from where it was before in Stapleton. And I remember hearing about all this technology and how great this airport is going to be and all the baggage and the carousels. And it had this advanced technology and baggage. And that's the only thing I had known about Denver up to that point. And I got to Denver and I walked through and I landed. And I remember walking through the airport, and I was so excited to see this new technology in the baggage. I have no idea why. When I got there, I realized that the technology was not working properly. And my bags were so late getting to Denver to go visit the city when I was drafted. And I also remember thinking that, man, there is nothing out here. By this airport, where is the city? Is this Denver? I got to tell you, I was a little disappointed when I first saw Denver, when I first got here. But I will say from that moment forward, since I arrived at Dove Valley, it has been nothing but an absolute joy. It has been everything, even more than I had imagined it would be. The fans here have been amazing. The team has been amazing. My friends that I've met and still have to this day have been amazing. So this has been a wonderful journey for me. And to have the season and the teams I played on, and to have teammates like John Elway and Steve Atwater and Rod Smith and Shannon Sharpe and Gary Zimmerman and Mark Schlereth and Tom Nalen, and I can go on and on about my teammates. And I believe that God looked down on me and he looked out for me when I got here. And that's been him watching over me ever since I've been here till this day. That he put me in the right situation at the right time with the right team, the right city, the right coaching staff, the right everything. And that's why I'm here today. That's why I'm standing on this podium. It's not because of anything Terrell did. It's because of a loving family that I have sitting at this table right here. My brother James, my brother Reggie, my mom. Stand up, Mom. Get some recognition real quick. Get some love real quick. You take some of this recognition, Mom. Yes. Yes, indeed. So it came from a solid foundation. And then after I finished my football career, I was blessed once again to have a lovely wife and a caring wife who I love dearly. Miko, stand up, sweetie. I know, I'm putting you on blast again. Who has made me a better man than I ever thought I could be. And she blessed me with three beautiful, loving, but busy kids, three of them, three busy. Jackson, come on, Jackson, stand up. I know you want to stand up. My middle son, Miles, and my daughter, Dylan. Yes, sweetie, I see Yoda. How you doing? I don't want to take up too much time today, but I just want to say that I am certainly blessed. I am grateful for my situation. I am grateful for my experience in life. I'm grateful to be a Denver Bronco to the day I die. And I'm grateful to be wearing this gold jacket and have this ring today. So thank you guys very much, man. I appreciate being back here. I love every single one of you. Thank you very much, man. So I salute Bronco Nation, my high salute, my teammates, my coaching staff, and everybody else, man. I love every single one of you guys. Thank you.